Phoneboy Speaks, episode 990, Valibor. As a recently diagnosed type 2 diabetic, I've become acutely aware of just how much sugar's in, well, everything. And, you know, fortunately, I've had some experience when I was on Atkins more than 10 years ago to, I have a good idea of how much sugar's in, well, just about everything. That doesn't stop me from partaking every once in a while, but it does mean that, I can't enjoy certain things or I have to exercise moderation, which of course we should all be doing anyway. But there's the random drink, right? That you'll sometimes have and you wonder, well, how much sugar does it have or how much of anything? And this is a perennial problem for anybody dieting, right? It's like, how much of something is too much, right? And you know, you can look at something and you can kind of guess. I mean, I was actually tracking calories for a while. I gave up just because I couldn't actually, there's just some foods. I'm just like, I haven't even no idea how much I'm eating of this. Honestly, even being aware of it may have kept me from like gaining weight, but it certainly wasn't helping me lose weight. Maybe I need to be a little more aggressive at how many calories I'm eating and so forth, but that's a discussion for another time. But I'd still like to be able to like point my phone at something and be able to say, well, how much is that, right? How many calories is that? Well, maybe I can't do that for food, but maybe I can, or for calories, but maybe I can do it for sweetness, which is, as I say, as a type 2 diabetic, is something that's very interesting to me. And so there is a product called Valibor, which is, I don't know that it's available yet. At least I can't seem to find any, where to buy links yet. I think it's still in development or whatever. But the idea is that this device is something you can stick into a drink or I suppose food, and it will measure how sweet something is. And it uses something called vals, and each val is 3.4 grams of sugar and 20 Celsius water, which is about room temperature, give or take. And so if something's really high in sweetness, maybe you don't want to drink it, right? And you can also maybe figure out just how sweet something is before you just say that's too sweet, right? For me, right, I think sweetness has been, if something's too sweet, I haven't really been interested in it. And this was, I think, even before I was diagnosed with type 2, but definitely now that I know that, it's like, I'd rather not have something that's ridiculously sweet, because I also know that once I get a taste of it, I really can't stop, right? Moderation is at least for that stuff, can be fairly difficult. So having a device like this, I think, would be insanely useful. I'm looking forward to trying it. From what the press and stuff that I've read suggests, that it is, it'll be $29 for the personal Valibor spoon, and a professional one will be $100 or something. So kind of a cool idea. I'm hoping that I see this soon and I'll be able to use it to determine, just to try it out and see what how sweet things are really. And I don't know that it will help me necessarily consume less of anything at this point, but certainly awareness, something like that, I think it'll will certainly, maybe I'll make a few different choices as a result of something like this. I don't know, but I'm ready to buy it. I'm ready to try it out. It's certainly something I could use.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.